Hello and welcome to the Next Level You podcast. In today's episode, we are bridging the gap between where you are now and where you want to be with high performance business coach and strategist, Alison Wheeler. So stay tuned. Hi, I'm your host, Jamie Lang, and welcome to the Next Level You. Inside this podcast, we dive deep into the inner workings of your mind, how to elevate your life, the necessary subconscious reprogramming to the undeniable laws of success and the tools, techniques, steps, and lessons I have learned in my 25-year journey of inner growth and development. You can expect hard truths and honest conversations about what it takes to uplevel your life and step into the best version of yourself. Join me on this journey in creating your best life. Ready to become that next level you? Let's begin. Hello and welcome to the Next Level You podcast. My name is Jamie Lang and I'm so excited to be here today for our episode. Before I introduce our very special guest, I'm sure everyone here listening can resonate with that feeling of the distance between where you are now and where you want to be. The gap, the distance, the dissonance, or however you want to frame it. It is this gap, I feel, unless understanding its meaning, that is the most dangerous. Not being there yet, it's where the challenges and the hurdles lie, and it's where it can also be the most exciting place. So today we are exploring this gap and what it means and how to understand it better with a phenomenal leader, not only in business, but sport and in life. I have had the privilege of knowing this outstanding woman for 6 years, and what drew me to her was her strength of character, her straight shooting communication, and the results she had created and was creating in her life and business. Alison Wheeler is a business coach and strategist, a high performance award-winning athlete, a seven-figure entrepreneur, number one Amazon best-selling author, international speaker, wife, and probably her most proud accolade, being a mum. Alison has overcome many challenges to create the incredible results she has, and I'm so grateful to have her here today. Welcome, Ali.
Oh, Jamie, thank you so much for having me on. What a lovely introduction. It's my pleasure to be here.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for being here with us today. And before we jump in, I'd love for you to share with our audience a little bit about your journey to where you are now, your path to creating the results that you have, both in business and sport.
Yeah, look, it's been, life's so interesting, isn't it? Many roads, right? Like it's definitely, I think we live in an illusion that success is a straight line or this upward spiral, and it's so not, it's just all over the shop. And at the best of times, even when we think we're going well, we're making stuff up as we go along, following the best structures and the best science and the best everything we can. But I guess where I started in terms of career, I worked a lot of jobs when I was really young, but my first career, I went to university and qualified as an occupational therapist. So I worked in that area for quite some time, and that was great. Like, I worked within big mining organisations, all different areas of Australia, and lots of different, business types, mainly in the area of vocational rehab, so where you're helping companies either stop injuring their people, injury prevention, cultural change, or helping people return to work. So you see a lot about culture, a lot about people, a lot about disagreement, and a lot about communication, because you need to navigate through a lot of mess to advocate to get to goals and outcomes.
Yep.
Occupational therapy really is about identifying what a person really wants and helping them get there, whatever that is, right? Whatever that is. And so that, I guess that's kind of my, the career really fitted something that I believed, because I believe that if you know what you want, there's always a there. It's just a matter of figuring out how to get there. And there's never one answer. There's multiple ways to get there. It's about finding the right way for you in order to achieve your goals. Then, out of that, I did start to do a lot of coaching through my occupational therapy career, started to developing business around that, And then I also, I mean, I've been an athlete for as long as I can remember. So my first athletic throwaway was probably in athletics itself. So running, sprinting, that's my dad was a sprinter. And my mum did more field athletics. So I can think that was just to the, that's where we all went. So that's what we all did. And then I went into rowing. I did rowing in New Zealand for a long time. To a very high level, and then I finished my degree and moved over here, sort of floundered around what sport I do. Don't really know anything other than having sport part of my life. So then I got into Olympic weightlifting, went to national level with that, did some CrossFit, did well with that, then moved into bodybuilding, did figure bodybuilding, won my pro card with Miss Fit Australia. So a number of different sports from a career level after occupational therapy, coaching, had my daughter, my husband started a network marketing company, interesting journey. Look, I created a lot of success in that, and I think they're a great vehicle for a lot of things, but I outgrew it. And I grew it as big as I could grow it. And it just took me a while to realize I couldn't grow it anymore. And I kept thinking I was broken, but I had just broken the model. There was no more growth for me. And to realize that there was, I had to then walk away from that, which was really difficult to do because I put, you know, when you put a lot of work into something, you don't always want to walk away from that. Mm. And I truly believed maybe, just maybe I can. But when COVID hit, it really made me look at it, which I'm very grateful for. But it wasn't at the time. Must say, but looking back, because it did make me stop and look and go, hold on, is this actually aligned anymore? Is this what I want? Is this going to get me there? And all of the answers to those questions were no. So then it was like, okay, now what do I do? So we built up enough courage, probably took me 12 months, to exit out of that and then start building coaching again, right? Going back to what I knew and what I was doing throughout that time anyway, and then back to building up coaching. I've also now become not only rebuilding my own coaching, but that's when I've also become a 10X elite coach with Grant Cardone as well. So yeah. It means just more, just when I mean, you have to do 170 hours of study to become a 10X coach, it's not a small feat. So
yeah, perfect. And look, I have a few questions there that I do want to touch on because there's a lot there, first of all, a lot of success and a lot of achievement. And, you know, someone that doesn't know you may or know much about, well, one sport or two business may not actually understand the levels that you have actually achieved. And I mean, first of all, you said that you had achieved national level for your Olympic weightlifting, which is just phenomenal, like at a national level. That is amazing. And then you mentioned your bodybuilding journey a little bit and what you've achieved there. But you were also, how old were you when you started that bodybuilding? Because, you know, sometimes people can think, oh, well, you know, you were already doing weightlifting, you were already doing then CrossFit. But, you know, I was one to witness your whole body transformation and being roughly, you don't need to say exact age, but roughly how old were you when you started that?
I know, I'm happy to say that. Look, I was at 40. I looked in the mirror and I thought what is on the inside is not reflected on the outside, and I don't like that. And that wasn't just from a body level, like it was because I was looking at the mirror in my body and I didn't like what I saw, and I'm like, oh, and I was training a lot, like already. So, but more than that, it was also around the way I was being perceived by others. So it was more, it wasn't just the physical, it was the spiritual, it was the whole thing. I'm like, this isn't who I am. I'm not a representation of who I truly believe that I am. And I want to change that. I also really didn't want to pass on any of my crap to my daughter. I'm like, I can't have her, like I knew she was coming up to her teens. I'm thinking, I need to nip this in the butt before, you know, I'm sure I've passed things on to her already, but I needed to nip it in the butt way more because I really didn't want to pass on any of my nonsense to her.
Yeah.
It's tough enough.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, absolutely. And like, so really it was, and I agree, you know, I'm sure that I've passed things on to my children, my girls as well. And we do better than what you know, I've heard this before from my mum, that I've done better than what she's done, who she did better than her parents. And so, you know, we do get better. And I love that you were aware of your, I guess, blocks within yourself, not wanting to pass that on to your daughters. I can absolutely relate with that. And, you know, getting to that point of, you know, feeling that the outside didn't align with the inside, it was that misalignment of where you knew that you could be, but you weren't in all areas of your life. It's not just about the physical side, but in all areas you weren't where you wanted to be, or where you knew and you deeply believed you wanted to be. So it was that like misalignment that caused that growth and shift in you.
100%. And I didn't know how to change it.
Right.
I didn't know. There were areas that I just didn't seem to be able to change. So I knew I could at least attempt to change the physical.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
The other areas just didn't seem to be shifted. So I picked something that I felt was tangible enough. It didn't make any sense. Like, literally makes no sense for me to go and do a bodybuilding competition. I knew it would be confronting and address some of the holdbacks and the blocks and things. I knew that I would be confronted by that, which is why I said yes. But it, like, from a, well, it's going to change all the other areas of my life, it just seemed that was the next thing that was presented in this desire for me to change this overall thing. And I'm like, well, I truly believe breadcrumbs lead you there. And it's all these little crazy ideas. They seem crazy anyway. At the time we come up with them, it's like, oh, am I really going to go and do that? You know?
Yeah.
Oh, that seems ridiculous and crazy, or that doesn't seem like it fits the thing. But it's often those, we have an idea of what we want, and we come up with a goal, and then we get these little hints, clues.
Yeah.
When we don't follow them, we don't get them. When we do follow them, as crazy as it might seem, left of field as it might seem, they, you know, it's like the whole Hansel and Gretel thing, right? Like, follow the breadcrumbs, because it leads you home. It leads you to where you want to be, even though it might seem like it doesn't fit, which can't always make sense of it.
Yeah.
So for me, it led me to the path of being able to realign with all my values across my life. Did that mean that I had to really shake some things up? 100%.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Was it comfortable? No, but neither was where I was.
Pain of, what is it, the pain of regret, or the pain of discipline? You know,
exactly, or choose your discomfort, right? Yeah. Both are uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Where most people are in their life is uncomfortable.
Yep.
Where you want to be is uncomfortable. You just get to choose which.
Yeah.
So I would rather choose the discomfort of creating something new than choosing the discomfort of staying the same.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, just one more point on that whole journey when you started. I mean, you're in your 40s and, you know, well, you know, at 40 and, you know, even just having been a mom, you know, there's a whole change, a hormonal shift that's coming up, and you know, you're not like in your 20s where everything's sort of fresh and new, and you know, you're at your peak of everything. So, you know, congratulations and well done. And I love that of the breadcrumbs. And I sometimes think when I'm feeling that nudge towards something and I've got no idea where that's going to lead, but it's just, it's almost like I've got to do it because I'm feeling pulled to do it. And that's like that little breadcrumb of, you know, you're just following the breadcrumbs to home. I love that. And I do also want to mention your successes in business. Now, you know, you started in occupational therapy and then went into your own business. And as I said at the start, you know, you're a seven-figure entrepreneur, and having created from zero to a point, and when you said that you outgrew your business and realized that you couldn't grow it any further, I just want the audience to recognize the amount of success that you created. You created, for the first time in that company, over $250,000 in a single 30-day period. That is absolutely incredible. And some people would not even be able to fathom or acknowledge or even understand that level of income, but also what it takes to create that mindset-wise, family-wise, your environment, but also that determination and drive and the challenges that you overcame to get there. Do you want to mention anything about that journey to get to that point?
Yeah, look, you know, a lot of hours, a lot of hard work, right? You had to, I put in a lot of effort and a lot of time, but in addition to that, a lot of unseen things, right? For me, you don't do that by yourself. It's a team effort. People don't see the team effort. And a team effort from home, right? To start with, my daughter and my husband had to be part of that team, sharing the vision and bringing them along that journey as much as I could, you know, even when they didn't. And when I wanted to, when I decided that I wanted to hit a $200,000 a month, no one believed that I could do it. Not one person, right? Well, obviously I did on some level, other than this person, right? But not one, like, not in my environment, and not even the people who were ultimately running that company, they didn't believe I could do it either. So I was facing like this lack of any of belief. So what I did, I had a hell of a, like, I had a big team, and I would, like, I knew I had to build a team culture that was like no other. So I did that for, it took me 12 months of preparation.
Wow.
Building, maybe even longer, probably closer to 2 years. 2 years of building the culture, week in, week out, building the culture, building the culture, building the culture. And also to see a hell of a lot of success from my team and my organization as well. And then, you know, it was, I had attempted to go for that goal a number of times because I'd been on the goals list for a long time. And I'd come short of it. I mean, short of 200, 100 and something's okay. Like, right, like, no one's going to sneeze at that. So I kind of fall short like that. But I hadn't achieved it, and it was annoying. I really wanted to achieve that. And I just, it was like, sometimes you just have a feeling that that is when it's going to happen. And I missed it previously where I had that feeling. I'm like, no, this time I knew on some level, I'm like, no, this month now. And it was literally like, it was the most amazing feeling. It was totally a team collaboration. It was way beyond me. Like, this whole thing became far beyond me and my goal, which was awesome. It was so much more about the people I was working with than it was about me. But it was literally like a game of chess. I'm like, okay, it was a game. It's like, okay, what puzzle piece do I need to move now? What chess piece do I need to move now? What is the next piece that will then fall into a line so I don't get into a checkmate? But what do I need? You know, if things were slowing down in the flow, I'm like, okay, what do I need to move now? What do I need to move? And a hell of a lot of outflow of communication, a bucket load of outflow of communication. But I've been building a bucket load of outflow of communication and speaking to leads and speaking to inquiries for a long, long time. So, you know, I had done the work to be able to create a base to launch off. And when the timing came, then I could pull it together. I can't really say it was me. And that co-creation thing, it was absolutely co-creation. 100%.
Can you explain that feeling of when you go, yep, this is the moment? Like, when you've done that work, that lead up to it, you've tried a couple of times, and people can relate this to anything in life. But if you've got a big goal and you've tried it a couple of times, you know, you've got the tenacity to keep going and to keep trying. But when you go, right, this, I'm going to do it this time. Can you describe what that feeling was like for you?
Yeah. Well, first, obviously, it comes with a decision where there's no other options.
Yep.
You have to decide. And to decide, not to, like, oh, that sounds nice.
To try.
Like, to fully, yeah, to try. Like, you have to be fully in. Because there is no room, like, to hit a goal like that, there is no room for any doubt. You don't have time, right? Because you've got 30-odd days to get that done. It's not a lot of time to achieve a whole lot.
Yeah.
So, first comes with an absolute decision, unwavering decision. But it's a feeling of, this is very, like, from a very spiritual perspective, like, it's that connection to something higher than oneself. Like, it's almost like a calling, that the feeling is a pull and a knowing. There's just a knowing. It's hit into this knowing, like, it's an unwavering knowing. And if you can, you have to shush your mind enough to be able to hear it.
Yeah.
Because if we're just chaotic and the busy, we don't hear it. We're forcing, right? Force versus flow. Csikszentmihalyi talks about flow, right? Great author. If you haven't listened to it. But it's the same in sport, right, where athletes talk about flow all the time. Business owners don't talk so much about flow, but it's the same in sport as it is the same in business. There is flow. It's those moments where you lose sense of time. Where time isn't part of the, not time is the in the sense that we think about it. Things move a lot slower when you lose sense of time.
Yeah,
you actually feel like you've got all the time in the world, even though you don't. You have the same time, but because you're in flow, you don't have to force a damn thing. You're also in games, which is a totally different thing, because you know then it's just a matter of moving enough puzzle pieces. And I've just got to slot these puzzle pieces together and this will come. This picture is there. I just have to work out how to put the puzzle pieces together. All the pieces are there.
Yep.
Now I just have to bring this together, like call it in, welcome it in. Or it's very much more a spiritual feeling, which sounds kind of probably weird to people who are not, who think of business more just as a physical doing.
Yep.
But we know, right? We know B do have. So it's like there is this other spiritual element that there is a sense of timing, but to also to find the time to connect with that, right? To meet that moment, you have to have done the work.
Yeah.
Because you won't meet that moment without having done the work first.
Yeah.
But there's like a, it's this meeting of a some higher power, whatever you want to call that, like people call it universe, people call it God, people call it whatever you want,
yep.
Right? Based off a bunch of whatever your beliefs are. But I was reading yesterday about you know that universal energy and the book referenced it in different terms. But when people are connected or feel connected to a higher power or a supreme being or a spiritual being or a God, that they end up actually being more ethical and getting more done.
Right.
And I really thought about that, and I thought, to think of that there is something grander and greater than oneself.
Yep.
That it, you know, and I think, yeah, maybe actually it's probably quite right, right? Yeah. But it was that, it's just this, the feeling is a knowing. It's very hard to describe, but it's literally palpable.
Yeah, yeah. Amazing. And we had this discussion last week. I'm a part of your 10x mentoring group mentoring that we do once a week, and I was last week talking about how I am trying to accept where I am now to that really deep knowing and pull of who I want to be or who I know I can be, that future person creating the future results. And I know, and it's that, that gap between where I am now and where I want to be. And you, have demonstrated in all of your successes that there is always that gap between where you are now and where you want to be. But what you shared with me on that call last week, I would love for you to share with the audience, because it really put things into perspective for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, the terminology, when I heard this terminology, I'm like, oh my God, that explains my entire life. and the wording is divine discontentment.
Yep.
You know, and if you are a curious striver, you want to live to your potential, and you are a goal seeker and you're going after things, you will have divine discontentment.
Yeah.
It's that gap. It's that restless. It's the dissatisfaction. You long to be somewhere else because you know you can be. You don't like where you are. You want to be there, and there's this divine discontentment. It's the most frustrating thing in the world, right?
Yeah.
Because what you're looking at is the there. And it creates a polarity.
Mm.
It creates a gap. But we also need that gap.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we'd stay where we are.
Yeah.
But it's how one deals with the divine discontentment. Divine discontentment, right? Like it's a divine, it's a spiritual, again, it's it's a, it's okay. And in fact, it's great. It doesn't feel great, not saying that.
Yep.
Never said it felt great. But it's your greatness. It's the pull of who you truly are trying to get you out of the mud of where you're at, because where you're at is not where you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Right? And it's this restlessness, because you, when I think too, for me particularly, when I know I can be there, I'm so impatient. I just want to get, I don't like where I'm at, right? Like I want to get to the there, and it's that impatience and that restlessness. You can't make it go fast enough because you can see it and you can feel it. You know there's a there.
Yeah.
But it, like sometimes the rest of the world just doesn't, the things and everyone else don't go, does not go fast enough for you. Yeah. Right? Like it's like, but that's when you have to find other people and align with other people who want to move the same speed, because they understand and know that this is normal.
Yeah.
It's okay to feel like that. That is not a sign to stop. In fact, it's the opposite. It's actually that you know, energy that's coming through to go, keep going. You are on the right track. Keep going. But then you'll reach there and you'll get another level of divine discontentment.
Yep. Yeah.
Always. I don't know anything other than divine discontentment.
Yeah.
Right. Do you know what I mean? Like I've had moments in where I've hit a goal and I hadn't had another one set. And it's all bad from there. Because you slip, right? Or like boredom or all sorts of just feelings that are not fabulous whatsoever will come in this supposed contentment.
Yeah.
What I've done is when you're getting close to that, hitting that goal, set another, because then you don't do these roller coasters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So that
you keep going.
Yeah. Sorry to cut you off there. But that divine discontentment is always there. And it's a good thing, because it gives you that thing to keep striving for, to keep working for, but it's also guiding you to where you're meant to be.
100%. And it's to know that it's normal. That discomfort, that restlessness, that it's like, oh, it's totally normal.
Yeah.
And it's okay.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with you for feeling that. And in fact, there's everything right with you for feeling
that. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. And I love the analogy that you said with moving the piece of the puzzle do I need to move now? You know, where am I up to in, you know, creating this beautiful outcome that you're looking to create? And it's when you were talking about the spiritual side before and the energetic side, I absolutely agree, because for so long I was so firmly, and it's got nothing to do with your gender, but I was so firmly using masculine energy of push and grind and hustle and, you know, action, which can lead to burnout, which, you know, obviously is going to slow things down even more. But then learning to sort of to step into that feminine energy of allowing, of nurturing, of rest. It is really that balance or that harmony between the two, in order to be able to, you know, move forward and create great results.
Absolutely. And you're a whole person. So you need to be able to draw on all of those energies.
Yeah.
And different things require different energies. Staying in one is not, you're completely neglecting a part of yourself.
Yeah.
Whether you're a woman or whatever, like that's not about gender. It's about being a whole person and be able to use all of you.
Yeah.
In order to create a result, draw on all of that. And when you just stay in one lane only, well, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't work that well. Like, there are times where you need to communicate better. Yeah. More feminine. There's times where you need to drive things forward. Great. More masculine. Sometimes you need all of that.
Yeah.
So being able to have the flexibility of self.
Yes.
Is as well, you know, like, know who you are enough to be able to be flexible in all of that. And I'm speaking to my husband yesterday, what I ultimately think it comes down to is loving yourself enough to be all of yourself.
Yes.
And then loving yourself enough to be able to let other people see that.
Yep.
feel it and be a part of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Love it. And so, Ali, in your journey, I'm sure you've had coaches and mentors. What sort of role do you think that they have played in your journey to where you are?
Absolutely. I've always had coaches and mentors for sport, business, all aspects of my life for a long time. If I set a goal, then I will look for a mentor who's either achieved it or who I know who can guide me through it because it's faster. I don't want to make all the myriad of mistakes. So you still will make some of them. But if you've got someone there who can support you, and success is not built on your own.
Yeah.
It just isn't. And why it is so sane to ask for help.
Yep.
Right? Like it's sanity to ask for help, to think that you can do it all on your own, all by yourself. It's just it doesn't work like that, right?
Yeah.
So my mentors and coaches have been absolutely pivotal throughout my entire life and still to this day. I think coaches should have coaches.
Yep.
If your coach doesn't have a coach, I would be highly concerned.
Yep.
Right? Because then I think, well, do they believe in what they're doing? So I do think that you know, coaching and mentoring is just hugely important.
Yep.
You know, and we can think we can do it on our own, but you can't be across everything, can't see everything all of the time. There's so many blind spots. And if you're so focused on the goal, you want people watching.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm going to run into a brick wall at 100 miles an hour. I would rather someone watching. Like, I'll run at 100 miles an hour, but I might need someone to watch in case there's something coming that I can't see. Because I'm so focused.
Yeah.
Right? Sometimes you're just going, like, when you're so going after something.
Yeah.
You can't always see all the potential things.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And so how can you help potential people that in business if they want to escalate or accelerate their results? What are your services that you can offer?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I've been business coaching now for a long time. So if people have a business and they're really wanting to, you know, use their energy and scale and grow and build a business that creates them a life as well. And scale their business, if you're feeling frustrated, stuck, overwhelmed, not sure, what do I do next? How do I grow next? Where do I go? And then reach out. You know, I offer everybody a free strategy session. And we look at and assess where your business is at, where are the gaps, and then how do we plug those gaps? How do we fill those gaps in so that your business can operate with or without you? Yeah. Ultimately, most people want a business to give themselves time and financial freedom. But if you're not creating that basis,
yeah,
then you will just be creating a job.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And guys, if you do want to book in with Alison for her free strategy session, you can do so on her website, which is thealisonwheeler.com. I will put that link in the show notes as well. But otherwise, you can connect with Ali on Instagram at the Alison Wheeler Coaching and also on Facebook, Alison Wheeler. And I highly recommend also your book, which is Living from the Inside Out, How to Become a Modern Day Wonder Woman. You can purchase that through Alison's website and also through Amazon. And it is absolutely a great read in a little bit more detail of your personal journey and the strategies and challenges that you or strategies you've used and the challenges you've overcome. But I do highly recommend that book as well. And for those on YouTube, you can see that right there. So go and grab yourself a copy, connect with Ali on socials or through her website and book a free strategy session. Ali, thank you so much for joining me today. I learn from you every single time we connect. I am a member of your mentor group, and it's such a privilege to work with you and call you a friend. So thank you so much.
Oh, thanks, Jamie, my beautiful friend. I appreciate you having me on, and I love the work that you're doing. I hope that lots of people are connecting with you as well and all of the value that you're adding to women's lives. It's just phenomenal. I appreciate you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Well, guys, that's all I have for today with Ali. It has been such a fun episode. I hope you got some value, as I'm sure you did. Be sure to like, tag, and subscribe. And also leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This is where the podcast gets shared more frequently with those that are more likely to need the information that we are putting out there. And the more reviews that we get, the more it gets shared out there. So until next time, go and make today a great day. But also remember, what you shine a light on cannot stay hidden. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of The Next Level You. If you loved and found value in today's episode, be sure to share it with me so I can continue delivering valuable content and inspire more listeners. And if you haven't connected with me on social media, come and join me on Instagram, where you can find extra doses of inspiration at The Jamie Lang, or visiting my website at jamielang.com. That's spelled J-A-I-M-E-L-A-I-N-G. Your support means the world to me, and I'm so grateful for you all. Until next time, remember to embrace the journey to become the next level you.